KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia, and the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the player profile, presented by our good friend and Wahigh graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. We are delighted to be joined by sophomore Kalama Roberson of the Wahigh boys basketball team for our player profile segment this time around. And Kalama, as we're conducting this interview, it's prior to a Monday practice before the resumption of Mid-Columbia Conference play. The Blue Devils this weekend scheduled to play Kamiokin at home and Kennewick on the road. The Blue Devils going into the weekend with a 4-3 overall record, coming off a nice home win over the Cheney Blackhawks out of the Greater Spokane League. Tell us, what'd you think about that contest on Tuesday? It was nice to give Blue Devil Nation a little early Christmas present.
I feel like we played like very hard, with them having a lot of height over us, and you know, we just pushed through, kept battling throughout the game, and we came out with a W.
Well, I have to admit, when I looked at their roster, I was thinking, my goodness, it's going to be the Andre the Giants against the whomever, you know, I mean, Gulliver versus the Lilliputians, as it were. The way they had some height, they had some length, they had some athleticism, but what were the things in that game that worked so well for the Blue Devils such that they were able to register a 54-39 victory?
I believe that our defense played very well, doubling their big guy who was 6'7", so, you know, and we shot very well on offense, and we got to the bucket quite a bit of time, so yeah.
Indeed, and it's going to take those kind of efforts, I'm guessing, with the resumption of Mid-Columbia Conference play coming up. It's going to be a Friday, Saturday, Tuesday scenario where the Blue Devils will be taking on the Kennewick schools. So, obviously, Kamiokin is going to be a big challenge. Kennewick is going to be a big challenge. Southridge is not going to be an easy game by any stretch of the imagination. So, the practice sessions leading up to these games, what do you think the Blue Devils are going to be focusing on? Anything specific or just stuff in general?
I'm just being strong with the ball and just playing as a team together and not playing like, yes, playing in the team. So yeah, just keep doing what we've been doing.
And how has the adjustment been going for you moving up to varsity this year as only a sophomore?
I feel like it's been a challenge, but I believe that it helps me grow, and it just gets me better in general.
And you've had some opportunities to shine in other sports venues, more specifically in football, and you also had some moments in baseball as well, but this year you're looking to go to track and field this spring. So what is it about football that appeals to you so much? I'm guessing that quite possibly it was the success that your dad had while he was at Walla Walla High School.
Yeah, I believe my dad, you know, helps me and trains me to, like, push me and be better at football, just knowing how good he was back in the day.
And during the spring, you had an opportunity to do some baseball, but this spring you're looking at quite possibly going the track and field route.
I feel like I feel like it would be very beneficial to get me better at football, being more explosive and faster. So.
And I'm guessing that you're going to be participating in some running events?
Yeah, I'd like to do 100, 4x1, long jump and javelin.
Now, we're going to end this player profile interview with this. Your grandpa amazes me, and he, during one of the games this year, it might have been during the Cheney broadcast, I was in a commercial break, had a chance to shake hands with him, exchange some pleasantries, and, you know, your grandpa, I mean, your dad is a great guy, we all know that, but boy, pa, how can he not put a smile on people's faces? I mean, seems like a really, really great guy.
Yeah, you know, he means a lot to me because he comes out and supports me at all my sporting events, no matter, like, the weather. He'd always be there.
And he is really part of an outstanding family, I'm guessing, and it's got to be a really good influence for you that, you know, you have a grandpa that's very, very supportive, and your dad having been in the athletic arena. Do you ever ask your dad for any tips at all? Does he reach out to you and state some of the things you might have to work on to improve and get better?
Yeah, he does. Whenever he sees me make a mistake, you know, we'll talk about it after the game and just see what I can do better next time.
Well, it's all part of growing up. I mean, you're not going to be perfect by any stretch of the imagination, and then it's just a matter of taking those mistakes and turning them into learning experiences. Or as the famous painter, the late Bob Ross, once said, you know, we don't make mistakes, we just have happy accidents. But we are certainly hoping for nothing but the best for Kalama Roberson, a sophomore member of the Wahai boys basketball team, and he brings to an end our player profile segment this time around. We thoroughly enjoyed speaking with him and look forward to what he will contribute to the Blue Devils the rest of this 2025-26 basketball season. And our player profile was presented by our good friend and Wahai graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. Coming up next, the Coach's Corner, when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS 294.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS 2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia. And the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the Coach's Corner, presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. In the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And head coach Spencer Hessler, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yeah, it's crazy, man. 2026, every year seems to go by quick, but, you know, I'm just thankful to be here, thankful to be in this position, to be a head coach of my alma mater, and having a lot of fun so far.
And as we're conducting this interview, we're at about the one-third mark of this 2025-26 basketball season. Certainly a lot of ups and downs for this Wahai boys basketball team, but boy, the ups have been amazing.
I think we're where I thought we would be. I think we might actually be a little ahead of where I thought we'd be. Defensively, I mean, I'm going to keep preaching defensively. Like, we've played really good team defense so far, and I think that puts us in position to win a lot of games, especially as you get close ones on the road. I think our defense should travel, and I'm really proud of the effort we're displaying on defense and how everyone's buying into it.
And what does it say about the ball club when they had that heartbreaking loss at Hermiston? They don't get much more heartbreaking than that. A buzzer beater lifts Hermiston over the top, but then to come back some 72 hours later and pick up a win over a Greater Spokane League opponent in the Cheney Blackhawks.
I think it says a lot about their character, and we use like the word grit. Like, they play hard, and high school kids, they don't linger on the stuff. I probably lingered onto that game way longer than I should have, but yeah, we bounced back, and, you know, especially on a Tuesday at 1 o'clock, you could come out with low energy, and I was really proud of the guys for how we started that game. Again, the defense we played throughout that game.
Indeed, it was a fine, fine effort on the part of the Blue Devils, and certainly more efforts like that are going to be needed as we resume Mid-Columbia Conference play.
Absolutely. Like, this stretch coming out with Kamike and Kennewick Southridge, this is a very important stretch for I mean, every game is important on our schedule, don't get me wrong, but Kamike is always just a tough opponent. Kennewick and Southridge are both 3A teams where we know where if we want to get to where we want to be at the end of the year, we have to win some games against those guys. So very important stretch coming up, and we got this whole week to get ready, so I'm excited for it.
And talk about a dogfight in the Mid-Columbia Conference. My goodness me. This past weekend, I took a look at the standings, and no surprise, Richland and Chiawana up at the top with 4-0 conference records going into the week, and then quite the logjam at 2-2.
Right, and it will all start evening itself out. You know, more teams start playing each other, but Kamaikin's going to be up there. They're going to be one of the top three teams. I truly believe that. So, but I think we match up okay with them. I've been watching film on them, and I think we will. We'll do our stuff that we do really well, and I think we'll be just fine.
And what is it like, knowing that there was the Christmas break and so forth, and different routines and that, and before you know it, you'll be back into the routine that you would expect there to be when the season gets going.
Yeah, I think it's good. I think rest is always a good thing for our kids. Like I think you get into the grind of the season. So I think the way our schedule worked out, that be able to have Christmas and truly have 4 or 5 days off, I think was really important. But I do think it's important now. We have the mindset now, break's over, and we got to get back into our set of routines and get back to playing a tough league opponent this Friday night.
And that will do it for this edition of our Coach's Corner. It was presented by a local irrigation company, which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And coming up next, the Todd Kipple starting lineups when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 Meal Deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 Meal Deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Good.
American Air Heating and Cooling was started by Walla Walla native Dan Reiner out of his garage in 2015. Ever since, American Air has enjoyed a booming rate of referrals from our customer base. Our American Air crew is the new generation, the new face of heating and cooling in our valley. We install high-quality, dependable, and efficient heating and air conditioning equipment. We are your one and only independent trained dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And welcome back to the Wahai Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. Continue our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show on the boys' side with starting lineups. They're presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner, local farmer Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. The starting lineup for the Kamaikin Braves, as announced by head coach Brian Manili. Helio Preneda at guard, 6 feet 3 inches tall and a junior. Nicholas Melisani at forward, 6 feet 4 inches tall and a senior. Titus Bruinsma at forward, 6 feet 6 inches tall and a senior. Trenton Sullins at guard, 6 feet 2 inches tall and a senior. Tanner Davis at guard, 5 feet 10 inches tall and a junior. Starting lineup for the Wahai Blue Devils, as announced by head coach Spencer Hessler. Micah Eggert at guard, 5 feet 9 inches tall and a junior. Derek Bingham at a guard slash forward, 6 feet tall and a junior. Jacob Griffith at a guard slash forward, 6 feet 2 inches tall and a senior. Colt Pemberton at a guard slash forward and a senior. Colt, 6 feet 2 inches tall. Niall Dumpser rounds out the Wahai starting lineup at guard. He is 6'1 and a senior. The starting lineup presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner, local farmer Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. And that will do it for our pregame show on the boys' side. It was presented by our friends at Hutchins Family Farms. We'll be back to start the second half of our Blue Devil basketball doubleheader after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
If there's one thing we've learned from the past few years, it's that life can be unpredictable, but your finances don't have to be. Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro can help you create personalized strategies to reach your financial goals with confidence. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can be prepared for whatever comes your way. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management at 509-526-5755, a member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
You're listening to Walla Walla's top news talk sports radio station, KGDC AM 1320. Now you can experience Fox News, the Mariners, the Cougars, your favorite talk radio programs, and Wahigh Blue Devils Radio crystal clear at FM 92.9. And check out KGDC 2 at 102.3 FM. There you'll find Glenn Beck, Clark Howard, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, Red Eye Radio, and College Place Hawks Radio. That's KGDC 2 at 102.3 FM.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking, and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on alaskaair.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Like humans, poor dental health in pets can lead to bad breath, tooth loss, infections, malnutrition, and a host of other medical problems. Your veterinarian can show you how to keep your pet's teeth clean and healthy, as well as provide dental care when it is needed. Make regular dental care a part of a comprehensive health care plan for your pets today. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And back once again at the Wahigh Gym, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. Wahigh Blue Devil boys about to take on the Kamiakan Braves in a Mid-Columbia Conference contest. Once again, restating the schedule in the MCC this evening. Sageview hosting Hermiston, Pasco at Richland, Southridge is at Chiawana, and Hanford is playing host to the Kennewick Lions. As far as the standings are concerned, the Blue Devils come into play 2-3. Now let's see. Is that the girls' standings? My apologies. I want the boys' standings. Wahigh Blue Devil boys actually coming in 2-2. In the Mid-Columbia Conference play. Let's see if we can get those little bits of information to you here in just a moment. Yeah, I thought I had it right here, but I guess not. Here we go. And we're going to pause a moment for the Wahigh fight song that will be played, I suspect, by the Wahigh Pep Band. And here it is, the Wahigh Fight Song! In our first quarter this evening, presented by our good friend, former Wahigh athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. These two ball clubs, part of a five-way tie in the Mid-Columbia Conference standings. Both teams are 2-2 in conference play. Kamiakan is 5-2 overall. The Blue Devils 4-3 coming into play this evening. Kamiakan with the first possession and an easy lay-in right off the bat for the Kamiakan Braves for Bruinsma. And some backcourt pressure by the Braves. Dumpster with a basketball. Bounce it near side to Bingham. Derek Bingham into the lane. He'll throw up a runner. It's a rounded off. No good. A heartbreak. And the rebound comes off to Malasani of Kamiakan. Quickly in the front court, the Braves. A knockaway by Jacob Griffith. The ball taken by Niall Dumpster. Kamiakan unable to score in transition thanks to the quick hands on the part of Jay Griff. High post for the basketball as Pemberton hands it off for Dunster. Three on the way far side is too strong, and the rebound off to Kamayaka. One and done for the Blue Devils. That rebound moments ago taken by Davis. Here's Bruinsma inside against Griffith. Lays it up, no good. Gets his own rebound in the lane. Now gets it up top to Davis. Long three on the way. It's off the back of the rim. The rebound is deflected inside, and a foul going to be called on Kamayaka. Rebounding foul on the Braves, and that is called on Sullins. And the Blue Devils will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. The ball bounced in, or back court, I should say. Ball bounced into Micah Eggert, now to Derek Bingham. Near side, Micah Eggert. Eggert bounced it far side to Bingham on the wing. Derek looking to drive. Near corner to Jay Griff. Jay Griff will drive near side. He'll lay it up no good, and the rebound off to Kamayaka. Taken by Malasani. Another one and done for the Blue Devils. 2-0 Kamayakin. We're a minute and a half in to the first quarter of this contest. Up top of the basketball is Davis. Guarded by Micah Eggert. Gets it to the high post of Pruneda. Shot on the way. Going to be an air ball. Offensive rebound is taken by Malasani, and his put back in the lane is good. 4-0 Kamayakin. A bounce pass by Eggert. Taken by Kamayakin. Taken by Pruneda. High post jumper on the way is in and out. No good. And the rebound is off to Micah Eggert. Far side to Dumpster. Dumps her front court with a basketball. Into the lane. Throws up a runner off the back of the rim. And a rebound off to Kamayaka. Four straight one-and-dones for the Blue Devils. That rebound moments ago taken by Malasani. And a pass inside by Kamayaka goes awry. And the ball back to the Blue Devils. Attempted bounce pass inside. Gets away. And Kamayaka turns the basketball over. The ball into Micah Eggert. Bounce it to Bingham. Bingham far side to Eggert. Eggert front court on the dribble. Far side. He'll drive far side. Bounces it to Colt Pemberton on the far wing. He hands it off to Micah Eggert. 15 and counting on the shot clock. 4-0 Kamayakin. 5:35 and counting left in the first quarter. Far side here is Dunster with the basketball. And he'll get it in the near corner to Jake Griff. A three on the way is off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound off to Pemberton. Colt out battles Malasani for the rebound. It's up top to Bingham. Three on the way by Derek is off the rim, no good, after getting a pass from Eggert. And the rebound off to Kamayaka. That one taken by Sullins. Prudeda with the basketball. Bounce it high post. Backdoor play. Malasani executes it beautifully with a bounce pass to Davis for the lay-in. And Kamayaka leads 6-0. We are 3 minutes in to the opening quarter. Eggert with the basketball. Near side, Bingham. Bingham along the baseline. It's cut off. Near wing, Eggert for three. And that one is off the rim, no good. And the rebound off to Malasani. Malasani pass on the near side to Sullins. Gets it down low for a shot put up and good by Bruinsma. Little baby hook gives Kamayakin an 8-0 lead. We're 3.5 minutes in to the first quarter. In the far corner, it is Bingham with the basketball. Bingham into the lane, stops, turnaround jumper. Good! And the Blue Devils are on the board. Bada bing, bada boom. And it's an 8-2 ball game in favor of Kamayakin. 4:13 and counting the time remaining to be played in the first quarter. Malasani on the near side of Pruneda. Gets it down low for Bruinsma. Nice move inside, can't score. Offensive rebound taken by Sullins. And a foul is going to be called on the Blue Devils near the free throw line. A foul is called on Jacob Griffith. Zip zone Conoco substitutions for Kamayakin. Michael Manili is checked into the ball game along with Jose Lopez. Ball comes in near side. Shot on the way by Pruneda. Up and good for three near side. 11-2 Kamayakin. That is your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Bounce pass far side by Eggert, stolen by Malasani. Malasani to the other end, and he will throw it down with two hands. And a timeout called by the Blue Devils with 3:40 left in the first quarter. Kamayakin 13, Wahai 2, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Scoreboard update moments ago presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call at 509-524-8277. Out of the timeout period, the Blue Devils turn the basketball over. The ball back to Kamiakin. It is all Braves here in the first quarter. Kamiakin 13, Wahigh 2. Just inside of 3.5 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Davis with a basketball near side, a pass inside, knocked away by Pemberton, away from Malasani. And Kamiakin will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. Ball to be inbounded by Davis. Gets it into Pruneda. Bounce it inside Malasani. Shot over Pemberton, no good. And Colt gets the rebound, and Malasani is over his back and picks up the foul. Malasani with his first. Kamiakin with its second team foul. Micah Eggert, front court. Derek Bingham. Far side Pemberton, inside for Jay Griff. Muscles it up, missed it. Rebound off to Manili. Manili in the front court, far side Pruneda, layup put up and good. 15-2 Kamiakin. 2:50 and counting left in the first quarter. Far side, Bingham with the basketball. Just inside the free throw line, he'll drive, reverse, lay-in, put up and good for Derek Bingham. Bingham to the goal strong. And it's reverse lay-in, makes it a 15-4 ball game in favor of Kamiakin. Braves in possession. Manili in the lane, leaves one woefully short. An air ball, good defense. And they say the Blue Devils dribbled the ball on the end line, so the ball back to Kamiakin. Zip zone Conoco substitutions in for the Blue Devils. Halama Roberson has checked in along with Luke Higgins. And into the ballgame for Kamiakin is Jackson McEwen. Also checking in is Caden Lloyd Delgado for the Braves. Kamiakin inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline front court with 2:27 left in the first quarter. 15-4 in favor of Kamiakin. Manili near side against Bingham. Spin move, gets him off his feet, put it up and missed it. Rebound comes off to Roberson, near side to Eggert. Eggert near corner to Higgins. Back to Eggert on the wing. Micah on the dribble out front. Far side to Bingham. Bingham will drive into the lane. Reverse lane put up and no good. Rebound deflected far side, taken by Micah Eggert. Eggert with the basketball. Kamiakin in a man-to-man defense. Spin move by Eggert. Into the lane. Bounce it inside for Roberson. Lay-in put up and good by Kalama Roberson. Roberson puts one in for two. 15-6 Kamiakin. 1:38 and counting left in the first quarter. Manili bounces it in for McEwen against Jay Griff. Fadeaway shot far side is short. Rebound out to Manili. He is blocked from behind, but he is fouled from behind after collecting the offensive rebound. And that foul is called on Bingham. And Manili to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. I meant to say Roberson scores one for the team. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. First Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw, a nightmare for Manili. It's up and no good. 15-6 Kamiakin, 1:30 left in the first quarter. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Manili. That one is no good. Rebound deflected by Roberson, taken by Jay Griff. Now it is off to Micah Eggert. Eggert front court against Lloyd Delgado. Double team for just a moment. Bounce it between the rings to Jay Griff. Far side it goes to Roberson. Back up to Jay Griff. Higgins near side to Bingham. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Bingham on the dribble. Goes into the lane. Shot over two Braves. No good. And the rebound off to Jose Lopez of Kamiakin, and a timeout is called by Kamiakin with 1:02 left in the first quarter. 15-6 Kamiakin, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to the Wahai Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. 15-6 Kamiakin. We're in the final minute. Time remaining first quarter. Farside Davis, a three. No good. Not close. Rebound far side taken up by Micah Eggert. Eggert driving on the far side. Cut off by Davis. On the wing to Jagriff. Gets a brave off his feet. Bounce pass inside. Bingham near side to Higgins. Near corner to Bingham. Derek drives by a man. He's double teamed. Up top to Jagriff. Far side to Eggert. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Eggert on the dribble out front. Top of the key to Jagriff. Back to Eggert. Eggert up top for Bingham. Four on the shot clock. A long three on the way by Bingham is off the back of the rim. And the rebound off to Lopez of Kamiakin. Raves quickly the other way. Blue Devils back defensively. Shot clock is off. 12 seconds left in the first quarter. 15-6 Kamiakin. Remainder driving far side. Gets it in the far corner. Shot on the way by McEwen. Is up and good for three from the deep far corner. Bingham crosses the midcourt line. Desperation shot at the buzzer is off the glass and good! Holy Toledo! Derek Bingham ends the first quarter for the Blue Devils in positive fashion. Bingham caps a 7-point first quarter with a three out front, and that Bruce Reed three makes it 18-9 Kamiakin after one quarter, and we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The second quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Blue Devils trailing 18-9. First possession of the second quarter. Derek Bingham drives far side, and he is going to be fouled in the act of shooting by Davis of the Kamiakin Braves. Derek Bingham, two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first, round and up, he missed it. Zip Zone Conoco substitutions, Pemberton and Dumpster in. Griffith and Eggert to the sideline. Some recent acclaim for Micah Eggert. An all-academic selection during the fall. A participant on the Wahai Blue Devil football team. Our heartiest congratulations to Micah for that all-academic honor. Free throws split by Bingham, and here is a near turnover. Kamiakin recovers it. Malasani inside, puts it up. Nobody is fouled. Blue Devils almost got a steal, but a loose ball out to McEwen. Top of the key extended. He found Malasani inside, and Malasani is fouled from behind by Colt Pemberton. Malasani will shoot two. First one, doink, off the back of the rim, no good. He missed it. 18-10 Kamiakin, 7:36 left in the second quarter. Again, delighted to have you with us for our Blue Devil basketball coverage. Once again, Malasani displays the touch of a blacksmith. He bricks the second free throw as well. Score holds at 18-10 Kamiakin. Here is Roberson near side against Malasani. Pass on the near side to Derek Bingham against Davis. Now picked up in a switch by McEwen. He'll go into the lane. Far side dumpster. Long three on the way by Nile. Is off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound deflected. Taken by Pemberton. Baseball's at far side to a driving dumpster who can't score. And the rebound off to Malasani. Near side Pruneda. Up top to Malasani. Malasani has the ball knocked away. It's stolen by Roberson. Roberson far side. Runs over Davis. Blocking foul on Davis. Roberson got the body into him, and they rule that Davis was not set. And that is two fouls on Davis. And they rule it was in the act of shooting. Kalama Roberson to the free throw line for a pair of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. First one in the air. It's off the back of the rim twice. No good. Zip Zone Conoco substitutions for Kamiakin, Bruinsma, and Manili have re-entered. 6:53 left in the second quarter. 18-10, Kamiakin. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt for Roberson. It's good. Blue Devils to within 7, 18-11 in favor of Kamiakin. Manili between the rings of the basketball. In the near corner, Pruneda for three, and that one is good over Bingham. The Kamiakin lead is 10, 21 to 11. Braves in a zone. Blue Devils in possession of the basketball. Far side, Luke Higgins on the wing to dumpster. Up top to Higgins. Now it is Derek Bingham in possession. Pass near side, stolen by Pruneda. Pruneda to the other end, and he is challenged by Bingham and knocked to the deck and fouled by Derek Bingham. Good hard foul on the part of Bingham, denying Pruneda an easy scoring opportunity. And Pruneda will shoot two. Pruneda had 5 first quarter points. Has a 3 here in the second quarter. His first Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is up and good. Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Derek Bingham checks out. He is replaced by Micah Eggert. 22-11 Kamiakin. 6:19 left in the second quarter. And Pruneda drains both Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws to the approval of the Kamiakin partisans assembled behind me. And it's 23-11 in favor of Kamiakin. Near side, Eggert with a basketball. Bounce it up top to Roberson. Back on the near side to Eggert. Eggert will drive near side. Throws up a runner for two. Eggs all the way around for Blue Devil Nation. Your choice. Pruneda from a three up top. Bricks it off the back of the rim. Offensive rebound taken by Kamiakin. Manili far side for three, and that one is good. 26-13 in favor of Kamiakin. Far side here is Roberson between the rings to Higgins. Higgins one dribble, far side to Dumpster. Free throw line extended. Now it's off to Micah Eggert. Far side, here is a three by Dumpster. It's off the back of the rim, no good. And high for the rebound is Pruneda. Pruneda into the front court. Will loop it near side for Malasani. Malasani against Roberson. Spin move. Near side, here's Manili for three. Good. And a timeout called by the Blue Devils with 5:10 left in the second quarter. 29-13 Kamiakin, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Wahigh Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. Things not looking good for the Wahigh boys here in the second quarter. This Mid-Columbia Conference boys basketball game. The Wahigh Blue Devils trailing the Kamiak and Braves 29-13. Another reminder, the Big Blue Booster fundraising dinner and auction March the 28th at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds. Tickets are still available, and more information can be obtained by contacting Wahigh or Big Blue Boosters. After the timeout period, the Blue Devils going with Dumpster, Eggert, Roberson, Pemberton, and Higgins. Near side, it is Eggert. High post to Roberson with a bounce pass. Near side to Higgins. Bounce it high post to Roberson. Against Malasani, near side to Higgins. Higgins left open, three on the way, is off the rim, no good, and the rebound off to Kamayakin. Taken by Lloyd Delgado, near side Pruneda. Swing it far side to Sullins, between the rings to Pruneda. Pruneda on the near side to Lloyd Delgado. Inside Malasani, spin move on Pemberton, puts the ball up and in, and he is fouled. And they call the foul on Micah Eggert. Zip zone Conoco substitutions. Gabe Davenport in for the first time for the Blue Devils. Jay Griff also in for the Blue Devils. Luke Higgins to the sideline along with Kalama Roberson. 4:33 left in the second quarter. 21-13 Kamiakin. And the free throw by Malasani, the Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt, is up and good. He completes the three-point play, and the Kamiakin lead balloons to 19, 32-13. Jay Griffin the lane, near side, Dumpster. Well, Dumpster drives by Pruneda, bounce it far side for Pemberton. The ball is by him and out of bounds, and the Blue Devils turn it over. 14 points in the second quarter for the Braves, 4 for the Blue Devils. Kamiakin 32, Wahigh 13. Near side Pruneda with a basketball. Pass inside for Davis. Lay-in put up and good over Davenport. Here is Eggert with a basketball. Up top for Dumpster. Bounce it near side. Eggert gets away from Pruneda. Pass up top, going to be stolen. Taken to the other end for a lay-in by Lloyd Delgado. Going from bad to worse here in the first half. 36-13, Kamiakin. Far side Dumpster on the baseline to Pemberton. Pemberton, a couple of dribbles to the wing. No look pass near side Dumpster in the near corner. A three-point attempt put up and missed by Davenport. Malasani with a rebound near side Pruneda. Pruneda near corner to Davis. Goes cross court. Now it's up top to Malasani. Far side Lloyd Delgado. Now it's off to Davis. Near side to Pruneda. Pruneda against Dumpster. It's an inside for Lloyd Delgado, and he traveled with the basketball. Good defense down low, and the ball back to the Blue Devils. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Manili is back for the Braves, along with Lopez. Pruneda to the sideline, along with Malasani. Your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Not pretty by any stretch of the imagination. Kamiakin 36, Wahigh 13. Near corner Dumpster. Now it's up top to Gabe Davenport. Far side to Jay Griff. High post Pemberton. Far corner. Three on the way by Dumpster is up and good. Bruce Reed, 3-4, and Niall Dumpster. A Dumpster fire here in the second quarter. Shot forced up by Manili, no good. A follow by Bruinsma, no good. Another follow is good. He's got a half dozen. 38-16 in favor of Kamiakin. Davenport with a basketball, far side to Dumpster. Off to Micah Eggert, guarded by Manili. Bounce it to Pemberton. Pemberton, baseline to Jay Griff. Advances to the wing, off to Davenport, now to Pemberton. Five on the shot clock. Near side here is Eggert into the lane. Eggert, shot over Manili, might have been partially blocked by Manili, and Manili comes away with a basketball. Here's Benili with a bounce pass inside. Left-handed lay-in put up and good by Bruinsma. 40-16, Kamiakin. We're inside of 2 minutes left in the second quarter. Agert with a basketball. Up top for Dumpser. Dumpser off for Jay Griff on the baseline. Near side. Closely guarded by Benili. Has to get rid of the ball and does so. The ball deflected but taken by Pemberton near side. Up top, here's a long three by Dumpser. Good! 134 and counting left in the second quarter. 40-19 in favor of Kamiakin. Lloyd Delgado, near side to Davis. Back to Lloyd Delgado, far side to Benili. Back on the near side to Davis. Ball in the lane, now on the near side for a jumper that is no good by Bruinsma. Offensive rebound, missed by Kamiakin. And the Blue Devils come away with a basketball. 108 and counting left in the second quarter. 40-19 in favor of Kamiakin. Near side here is Dumpser. Gets around Davis, goes into the lane, throws up a runner. It's in and out. The rebound comes off to Bruinsma. And a timeout called by Kamiakin. Zip zone Conoco substitutions for the Braves. Pruneda and McEwen will re-enter after the timeout. The scoreboard update earlier in the quarter, presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Kamiakin 40, Wahigh 19. We're in the final stages of the second quarter. Don't forget, tomorrow we will be in Kennewick. The Wahigh boys and girls will be playing the Kennewick Lions. Airtime tomorrow afternoon, 2:45, right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. The girls' game scheduled to start at 3:15, followed by the boys' game at 5 o'clock. Out of the timeout period, Kamiakin possesses the basketball. Blue Devils going with Dumpser, Davenport, Agert, Griffith, and Pemberton. Temporary delay. Sullins wanted to check back into the game, but that's a no-no, and Davis will come back for Kamiakin. 55 seconds and counting left in the second quarter. Inside Davis with a basketball. Grenada, top of the key extended, pass inside, land put up and missed, but a foul is called as Lopez cut to the goal. Very nicely indeed. And that foul is called on Cole Pemberton. Lopez to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Zip zone Conoco substitutions for both teams. Next dead ball. First free throw by Lopez is up and good. Luke Higgins back for the Blue Devils for Colt Pemberton. And Sullins is back in for Kamiakin. He replaced Davis. Lopez free throw is good. He made both Walla Walla Daily Grind attempts, and Kamiakin up 42-19. Agert far side. He will drive all the way, and he will score! Will Micah Agert. Egg sunny side up for Blue Devil Nation. 42-21 Kamiakin. 28 seconds and counting, the time remaining to be played in the second quarter. Sullins between the rings to Lloyd Delgado. Near side Pruneda. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Pruneda around a pick by Lopez. Shot for three out front. He missed it. Long rebound far side will go out of bounds into the Wahigh band. And the Blue Devils will more than likely have the final possession of the second quarter. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Bruinsma is in for McEwen on the Kamiakin side. 11 seconds left in the second quarter. Here is Agert with a basketball. Micah far side. In the far corner, Davenport. Gabe will drive to the free throw line. Near side Higgins, a three on the way, off the back of the rim as the first half comes to an end. Here at the halftime, Kamiakin at 42, Wahigh 21. Coming up next, the land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report after a two-minute timeout. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta is your go-to spot for mouth-watering, thin-crust pizzas, delectable pastas, hearty sandwiches, fresh salads, and ice-cold beer, all prepared with love and served with a smile. We at Pappy's pride ourselves in offering delicious meals that bring families together at prices that won't break the bank. Our inviting atmosphere is perfect for a casual lunch or a cozy dinner, and with the best patio in town, dining al fresco has never been better. Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, 2555 East Isaacs, Walla Walla. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And back once again at the Wahai Gym, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. The Wahai Blue Devils trailing the Kamiakin Braves in this Mid-Columbia Conference boys basketball game. A score of 42-21. Ouch. Our halftime report is presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County. They're at 33 East Main Street in Walla Walla. First half scoring for Kamiakin. Roy Delgado with two. Pernado with 10. Malasani, 7. Ruinsma, 8. Manili, 6. Davis, 4. Lopez, 2. McEwen, 3. Kamiakin, 16 field goals in the first half. 5 from three-point range. Braves just 56% from the free throw line. 5 out of 9. Kamiakin was called for 4 personal fouls. For the Blue Devils, Paloma Roberson, 3. Micah Eggert, 4. Derek Bingham with 8. And Niall Dumpser with 6. The Blue Devils, 8 first-half field goals. 3 from Bruce Reed territory. The Blue Devils, 2 for 4 from the free-throw line. And the Blue Devils were called for a half-dozen personal fouls. Our halftime statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahai alums, Jay and Paul Babin at the MacArthur Company. Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. In our halftime score, Kamiakin 42, Wahai 21. We will continue our Land Title of Walla Walla County halftime report after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger?
Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff.
And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Wahai Gym, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. Continuing our land title of Walla Walla County halftime report by telling you the Wahai Blue Devil boys are trailing the Kamiak and Braves here at the halftime break 42-21. Earlier this evening, the Wahai Blue Devil girls, a winnable game, but they came up short against the Kamiak and Braves. The Blue Devils losing that girls' contest by a score of 57-49. Another reminder, the Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction coming up on March the 28th. Tickets are available. Individual tickets cost just $50. And there are also corporate opportunities. There are table sponsorships available as well. More information can be obtained by contacting Walla Walla High School or Big Blue Boosters. And that's March the 28th at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds. All of it referring to the color, the pageantry, and excitement. When I say it, will begin at 5 o'clock. The evening of March the 28th. That's going to do it for our halftime report. It was presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, handling all kinds of real estate transactions, both commercial and private, including broker and for sale by owner transactions. 33 East Main Street is where you'll find Land Title of Walla Walla County. In our halftime score, Kamiak and 42, Wahai 21. We'll have second half action for you from the Wahai Gym after a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
American Air Heating and Cooling specializes in residential HVAC services that keep you comfortable all year long. Serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding areas, American Air Heating and Cooling maintains and services all makes and models of residential and light commercial HVAC equipment. We are the only independent Train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a Train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call us today to make an appointment, 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
Thinking of your financial goals might feel easy, but do you have a trusted, experienced partner to help you make your plans a reality? Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro have the experience, knowledge, and integrity to guide you. Backed by the resources of D.A. Davidson, Bill and Brandon offer solutions tailored to your situation. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management today at 509-526-5755. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The third quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. 42-21 Kamiakin as we begin the third quarter. It's been Columbia Conference boys basketball game, and Molasani goes right to work, lays the ball up and in. Got inside position on Colt Pemberton and scored. Molasani with 9, 44-21 in favor of Kamiakin. Micah Eggert with a basketball. Loops it high post to Pemberton. Colt in the lane. Looks. Going to shoot it over Molasani and miss it off the back of the rim. And the rebound off to Davis. On the near side, it is Sullins. Pass in. Knocked away but recovered by Kamiakin. Pruneda to the free throw line. Up top to Davis. Back to Pruneda. Pruneda near side to Davis. Between the rings, it goes to Sullins. 10 on the shot clock. Now it's Pruneda far side. Turnaround jumper over Eggert is in and out. And the rebound off to Micah. Micah Eggert with an uncontested carom. Off to Derek Bingham. Bingham will drive near side. And Bingham will throw it up off the glass and good. And he is fouled. Remarkable play. Bada bing. Bada boom. Derek Bingham bumped and fouled on his way to that basket by Bruinsma of Kamiakin. Derek Bingham, a Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw after that impressive effort, and he knocks it down. 11 points in the game for Derek Bingham, 44-24 in favor of Kamiakin. Here is Pruneda into the lane. Left-handed shot, air ball. Offensive rebound taken by Bruinsma. Gets it up top. Molasani for three, and that is good. Nice-looking shot by Molasani. 47-24 in favor of Kamiakin. Near side, here is Bingham to the free throw line. Derek into the lane. Far side, shot over Pruneda is no good. Pemberton with a rebound. Near side, it is Micah Eggert. Eggert up top to a Colt Pemberton. In the far corner it goes to Jay Griff. Now it is Eggert in possession of the basketball. Driving on the much taller Bruinsma. Tried to shoot it over him and has his shot blocked just inside the free throw line. Here is Pruneda slowly out of the backcourt for the Braves, who lead 47-24. Long three out front by Pruneda is up and good. You can tell I'm not having fun tonight, right, boys and girls? 50-24 in favor of Kamiakin. Far side dumpster with a basketball. He'll drive into the lane, throw up a runner. It's no good, but he's bodied and fouled by Davis. Davis just picked up his third foul. Niall Dumpster. We'll shoot two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws with 5:26 left in the third quarter. Free throw, in and out. Score holds at 50-24 in favor of Kamiakin. It's over 2.5 minutes in to the third quarter. Second attempt up and good for Niall. He has 7 points in the ball game. That's 50-25 in favor of Kamiakin. Davis with a basketball. Near side, Pruneda. Pruneda up top, Malasani. Far side to Sullins. Near side to Davis. Against Micah Eggert. Davis, near corner, Pruneda. Three on the way by Pruneda, off the back of the rim. Rebound deflected, taken by Kamayakin. Davis up top, Malasani will make that. Sullins, I beg your pardon. And he drains a three straight away. That is eight trays in the game for Kamayakin. The Braves lead by 28, 53-25. Bingham near side, drives into the lane. Derek stops, gets it inside for Pemberton. Inside for Eggert, and the ball stolen by Pruneda. Near side it goes to Sullins. Near corner here is Malasani for three, and that one's in and out. Rebound deflected, taken by Derek Bingham. Bingham near side on the dribble. Derek Bingham still on the dribble against Sullins. 18 and counting on the shot clock. Bingham will drive near side. He'll throw up a runner. It's going to be an air ball, and the rebound off to Bruinsma. Far side, Pruneda. 53-25, Kamayakin. That is your Edward Jones Lawson Knights scoreboard update as we hit the midway point of the third quarter. Three far side put up and missed by Sullins from the corner, and Bingham with a rebound off to Micah Eggert. Micah on the dribble. Off to Dunster. He'll drive far side around Davis. Near corner, here is a three-point attempt by Jagrin. That is no good, but there for the offensive rebound. And put back is Derek Bingham. A dozen in the game for him. 53-27, Kamayakin. 3:33 and counting left in the third. Pruneda a three straight away, short. Rebound off to Pemberton, near side to Bingham. Derek Bingham on the wing. Tries a three. Good! 8 in the quarter. 16 in the game for Bingham. And a timeout called by Kamayakin with 3:18 left third quarter. 53-30 Kamayakin. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahigh Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The scoreboard update earlier in the quarter, presented by our good friend, Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call at 509-524-8277. 3:18 left in the third quarter. Kamayakin 53, Wahigh 30. Blue Devils after a zip zone Conoco substitution. Kalama Roberson out there along with Niall Dumpster, Derek Bingham, Luke Higgins, and Jacob Griffith. Into the lane goes Manili. Throws up a wild left-hander that's not close. Kamayakin gets the offensive rebound. Malasani has the ball taken away by Kalama Roberson. Derek Bingham with a basketball in the front court against Pruneda. Bounce it near side to Roberson. Between the rings to Derek Bingham. Bingham against Pruneda. He'll drive on Pruneda. Throw it up off the glass and off the iron, and the rebound off to Malasani. Malasani into the front court on the dribble. Sullins, now it's Pruneda up top between the rings, near side to Manili. Now it's up top with the basketball is Sullins in the far corner. Pruneda down in the low block for Malasani. Shot over Jay Griff with a left hand is good. He has 14 points in the game, 7 in the third quarter, and it's 55-30 in favor of Kamayakin. Approaching the 2-minute mark, time remaining third quarter. Dumpster bounce a pass near side. Higgins, three on the way by Luke, is no good. Rounding off, rebound off to Pruneda. Pruneda down the near side. Gets a nice look inside, a nice pass inside to Sullins for the lane. It was not a bounce pass, just a nice pass without the bounce. on that occasion. My apologies if I made a reference to a bounce pass there. It's 57-30 in favor of Kamiakin. Comes through with a basketball. Off to Roberson. Drives in. Near corner. Here is Malasani. Make that dumpster. He'll bounce it in the lane. The ball is kicked by Kamiakin. And the ball will stay with the Blue Devils. Dip zone Conoco substitution. Davis back in for Kamiakin. He is in for Pruneda. And McEwen also checks in for Kamiakin. He is in for Malasani. Blue Devils to inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court with 1:29 left in the third. Roberson pass on the near side, stolen by Davis. Far side to Sullins. Now to Davis, going down the middle of the lane, and Davis will lay the ball up and in. ...59-30 in favor of Kamiakin. 108 and counting left in the third quarter. Jay Griff near side to Dumpster. He'll drive near side. He'll throw it up and miss it. And the rebound off to Sullins. Near side to Davis. Davis, high post. Far side here is Manili for three. Air ball. Offensive rebound, Lopez. Ball knocked out of there by the Blue Devils. Kamiakin retains possession. Here is Manili in the lane. Pushes off on Dumpster. No whistle. Missed the shot inside, got his own rebound, and then had the ball taken away by the Blue Devils. 35 seconds and counting left in third. 59-30 in favor of Kamiakin. And Coach Spencer Hessler expressing his displeasure moments ago as there was a clear push off on Dumpster, but no whistle was blown as Bingham drives to the goal strong down the near portion of the lane for the Deuce. Derek Bingham makes it 59-32 in favor of Kamiakin. Shot clock is off. 8 seconds left in the quarter. Davis with a basketball out near the midcourt line. Near side of Manili against Bingham. He drives by Bingham, lays the ball up and in at the buzzer. After three periods of play, Kamiakin 61, Wahai 32, and we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking, and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on alaskaair.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Highly contagious respiratory diseases are easily transmitted from cat to cat through direct contact, through the air by sneezing or coughing, or by contact with humans if they've been close to infected cats. Infected cats can seem to have a cold or fever and may develop pneumonia. The best protection for your cat is a regular examination and a comprehensive vaccination program provided by your local veterinarian. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
The fourth quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Welcome back to the Wahai Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. Wahai Blue Devils trailing the Kamiakin Braves 61-32. Luke Higgins at the outset of the fourth quarter with a beautiful pass from the high post in for Kalama Roberson. And Kalama with points 4 and 5 in the ball game, and it's 61-34 in favor of Kamiakin. A lost ball in Kamiakin's front court, knocked out of bounds by the Blue Devils, and Kamiakin will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. That was a lovely dime just moments ago by Luke Higgins hitting Kalama Roberson, a little Kamalama ding-dong. And here is Pruneda pushing off. No foul called. And he drains a jumper just inside the free throw line. Looked like a clear push-off, but no whistle. 63-34, Kamiakin. In the near corner, here is a three put up by Bingham. It is around and off, no good. And the rebound off to Bruinsma of Kamiakin. Outlets it to Davis. Far side it goes to Lloyd Delgado. Far corner McKeown up top for Ineda. Near side to Davis. Davis up top to Lloyd Delgado. Ineda far side in for McKeown. He is double and triple team. Is in the lane forever and knocks down a fadeaway jumper. And he has 5 points in the game and Kamiakan up 65-34. 6:38 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Zip zone Conoco substitution during the quarter break. Nate Allen has checked in for the Blue Devils as Kalama Roberson muscles the ball up and in down on the low block, and he is fouled. Outstanding play on his part. He is fouled by Davis. Little more Kalama Lama Ding Dong for the Blue Devils here in the fourth quarter as Benili and Malasani re-enter the Kamiakan lineup. Zip zone Conoco substitutions for the Braves. And at the free throw line, Kalama Roberson. He connects on the Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. That is five in the quarter for Kalama Roberson. He has eight in the game. 65-37 Kamiakan. 6:20 and counting left in the fourth quarter. A lost ball by Kamiakan, taken by Derek Bingham. Bingham, the leading scorer in the ball game. 18 points for Derek through three quarters. Here's a drive by Roberson near side. Gets around Pruneda and scores! Roberson by Pruneda. Spencer Hessler wanting a foul on Pruneda from behind, but again, no whistle. 65-39 Kamiakan. There's a whistle as Davis drives down the far side, throws one up and in, and he is fouled by Luke Higgins. And Davis to the stripe, looking to complete a three-point play. .553 left in the fourth. Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Davis is a brick. Rebound deflected by Malasani, taken by Malasani, and he is knocked to the deck and fouled. Luke Higgins with a foul. Zip zone Conoco substitutions for the Blue Devils. Gabe Davenport, Lincoln Heinrich check in. Derek Bingham and Micah Eggert check out. Kamiakan inbounding on the Washington Trust Bank baseline, and Davis gets it into Malasani for the lane. 69-39 Kamiakan. 5:40 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Heinrich with the basketball. Near side to Higgins. Higgins near corner to Roberson. Roberson against Benili. Dribbles to the high post. Off to Nate Allen. Pass on the near side is deflected and stolen by Malasani. He'll go to the other end and throw it down with two hands. .18 in the game for Malasani. 71-39 Kamiakan. Far side Roberson with a basketball. Drives by Manili. Land put up and good! Holy Toledo! A highlight reel play by Kalama Roberson. A fine land on his part. And he has nine. Make that, yes, nine in the quarter, a dozen in the game. Kamiakan with a miss at the other end. Blue Devils possess. Heinrich near side to Roberson against Pruneda. Almost knocked her away, but it's off to Heinrich. Up top to Allen. Far side to Davenport. Gable drive on the far side against Davis. Shot over Davis. Good! In deep on the left-hand side. Gabe Davenport with his first two, and it's 71-43 in favor of Kamiakan. 4:24 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Davis with a basketball. Up top to Bruinsma. In the near corner to Manili. Goes cross-court Pruneda. Far side three on the way is good. And a timeout called by Kamiakan with 4:13 left in the fourth. 74-43 Kamiakan. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. In the Blue Devil Radio presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KGDC Walla Walla.
An abundance of offense to start the fourth quarter of this Mid-Columbia Conference boys basketball game. Welcome back to the Wahai Gym. Roy Eliah coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. Kamiak and Braves leading the Wahai Blue Devils 74-43. Blue Devils with 11 points here in the fourth quarter. Kamiakin has scored a Baker's dozen. Blue Devils possess the basketball as play is resumed. Far side, Nate Allen. Free throw line extended. Drop to Gabe Davenport. Spin move. Davenport just inside the free throw line. Puts one up and in. It bounced on the back rim a couple of times and settled into the basket. Nice play by Gabe Davenport. 74-45, Kamiakin. That is your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update as McEwen scores down in the low block off an assist by Davis. 76-45 Kamiakin. Here is Luke Higgins driving far side. Left-handed lane off the back of the rim. And the rebound off to Lopez. Far side to Davis. Davis in the far corner. Here is a three-point attempt by Lloyd Delgado that is off the mark. Goes over the backboard and out of bounds. Zip zone Conoco substitution for Kamiakin. Manili is in. Davis is out. 3:23 left in the fourth. 76-45, Kamiakin. Heinrich far side. It's Manili. Near side to Roberson. Roberson, little pushing out front. Nothing called as Roberson drives to the basket and cannot score. Lopez with a rebound. Far side to Manili. Pass on the near side. Now it is up top to Lopez. Now it's Manili on the near side to Sullins. Sullins on the dribble. Far side Manili. Manili lost the ball, but they say that Heinrich knocked it out. Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update with 2:54 left in the fourth quarter. Kamiakin 76, Wahai 45. Scoreboard update presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call at 509-524-8277. Kamiakin possesses the basketball. Lopez with a pass inside, knocked away by the Blue Devils and out of bounds. And Kamiakin will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. With 2:46 to go. Far side, it's Manili against Heinrich. Near corner to Lopez. And now a shot near side with 2 seconds on the shot clock that is way off the mark for Lloyd Delgado. And we have a foul called on Kamiakin, a grabbing foul called on McEwen. Two team fouls aside here in the fourth quarter, and the Blue Devils come the other way after the empty Kamiakin possession. Heinrich with the basketball, far side to Nate Allen. One dribble. Far corner, here is Roberson driving inside. Double team, kick it far side to Allen for three. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound deflected, taken by Roberson. He's double and triple team, and a grabbing foul is going to be called on McEwen. Blue Devils still trying, though they are down 76-45 with 2:21 left in the fourth quarter. Blue Devils to inbound on the Washington Truck Bank baseline. Front court. Up top here is Heinrich. Up top to Allen. Allen into the lane. Near corner to Heinrich. He'll try a three near side. It's off the front of the rim and the rebound off to Lopez. Near side to Manili. 2:03 and counting left in the fourth. 76-45 Kamiakin. Manili drives near side. Gets it up top. Now it's on the far side to Lloyd Delgado. Off a pass by Sullins. Now Sullins possesses near the midcourt area. Manili near wing, around a pick by Lopez. Davenport stays with him, and he is going to be fouled inside. Put a pump fake on Davenport, and then he is grabbed across the wrist down in the low block by Luke Higgins. Manili to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. 1:46 left in the fourth quarter. Blue Devils will be in Kennewick tomorrow night. Matinee action as the first Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Manili is missed. Zip Zone Conoco substitutions for Kamiakin. Drew Helms checks in. He is in for Sullins. Colin Wilhelm hoping to check in. He will if Manili makes this Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. And he does. Also 77-45 Kamiakin with 1:46 to go. Airtime tomorrow afternoon, 2:45 from the Lions Den in Kennewick. Wahigh girls will play Kennewick at 3:15, followed by the boys game at 5. Three-point attempt far side by Davenport from the wing is no good. Lopez with the rebound. Boy Delgado in possession against Gabe Davenport. Up top to Lopez, back on the far side to Lloyd Delgado. Near side to Helms. Now it is Lloyd Delgado. Bounce pass inside, land put up and blown by Lopez. Rebound off to Allen, had it knocked away, but it's recovered by Gabe Davenport. Gabe far side, up top to Heinrich. 105 and counting left in the fourth. 77-45 Kamiakin. Drive by Heinrich. Shot blocked by Lopez. Lloyd Delgado with the garbage. Now it's Helms. Near side here is McEwen. Pass into the lane. Stolen. Taken by Davenport. Davenport out front. Three on the way by Gabe. Off the back of the rim. No good. Long rebound. Taken by Lopez. Now it is Lloyd Delgado. 30 seconds and counting left in the fourth. 77-45 Kamiakin. Three near side put up. Off the back of the rim, no good for Helms. And the Blue Devils collect the rebound. Here is Roberson for the basketball. 15 seconds left in the fourth. Allen back to Roberson. Roberson will drive into the lane on Lopez. Lay the ball up and in, and he is fouled by the big man. Lopez with the foul on Roberson. And Roberson, an impressive fourth quarter. 11 in the fourth quarter for Kalama Roberson. And the Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is off no good. There is Allen with the offensive rebound, and he is fouled by Lopez. Nice job by Nate Allen to get inside of the bigger and taller Lopez. And Lopez picks up the foul, and Nate Allen to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first one by Nate is great. 77-48 Kamiakin with 7.5 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. The second by Nate is great. He gets both Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws, and that is going to do it. The Braves will dribble out the final couple of seconds. And the final score is Kamiakin 77, Wahigh 49. We'll be back with our Chevelle Construction post-game show after a three-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement.
Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta at 2555 East Isaacs features handcrafted pizzas, savory pastas, fresh salads, and crowd-pleasing appetizers. Remember Pappy's when you need a caterer for your next event. We can tailor our extensive menu for everything from casual get-togethers to team meetings to staff appreciation days to formal affairs for up to 100 people. To learn more about Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, our menu, and the catering services we offer, visit our website at pappyspizzaandpasta.com. That's PappysPizzaAndPasta.com.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Wahigh Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. A winning night for the Kamiokan Braves. Earlier this evening, the Kamiokan girls defeated the Wahigh Blue Devils 57-49. And in the boys' game that concluded just a couple of minutes ago, the Kamiokan Braves dominant in a 77-49 victory over the Wahigh Blue Devils on this Friday night. Our postgame show presented by our good friend and Big Blue booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. We begin our Chevelle Construction postgame show by recognizing our Eric Kimball, CPA player of the game. And we are delighted to give it to Derek Bingham, with honorable mention going to Kalama Roberson. Derek Bingham, one of three players in this game to score 18 points. Derek had himself a nice third quarter, 10 of his 18 points coming in the third period. Kalama Roberson scored 11 of his 14 points in the fourth quarter of this contest. For his efforts tonight, we're going to recognize Derek Bingham as our Eric Kimball CPA player of the game, with honorable mention to Kalama Roberson. We now continue our Chevelle Construction postgame show on this Friday night. Final statistics presented by our good friends, Wahigh alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. The final scoring in this boys' contest, first for Kamiokan. Lloyd Delgado with 2, Pruneda with 18, Malasani with 18, Bruinsma with 8, Manili 9, Sullins 5, Davis 8, Lopez 2, and McEwen with 7. Kamiokan 31 field goals in tonight's game, 9 from three-point range. Kamiokan just 50% from the free throw line, 6 out of 12. And by our count, Kamiokan was called for 10 personal fouls. For the Blue Devils, Kalama Roberson with 14 points, Micah Eggert with 4, Derek Bingham with 18, Gabe Davenport with 4, Nate Allen with 2, and Niall Dumpser with 7. The Blue Devils, 19 field goals in the game, 4 from Bruce Reed three-point territory. Blue Devils 64% from the free throw line at 7 out of 11. And the Blue Devils were called for 9 personal fouls in this evening's contest. A game easily won by the Kamiokan Braves. A final count of 77 to 49. We're going to double check the foul numbers. Okay, Blue Devils with 9. That checks with the official book. And Kamiokan was called for 11 personal fouls in this evening's contest. So it was 11 personal fouls for Kamiokan to the Blue Devils' 9. Our final statistics, they were presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. Well, Mama said there'd be days like this. Tough night for the Blue Devils, especially on the boys' side. Kamiokan too big, too physical, too strong, and shot the ball very, very well to the tune of those 31 field goals. The Braves defeating the Blue Devils, and earlier this evening, a very winnable game for the Wahai girls. But despite a gallant effort by Makaya Lawyer, the Blue Devils fall short in that one as well. So we will hope for better results tomorrow. The Blue Devils will be on the road at Kennewick. Our coverage will begin from the Lions Den in Kennewick at 2:45. The girls' game scheduled to tip off at 3:15, followed by the boys' contest at 5 o'clock. The Blue Devils and Lions tomorrow from the Tri-Cities right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. Some thank yous to go out as we sign off tonight from the Wahai Gym. First of all, we want to thank all of the great people in Walla Walla School District 140 for their support of our broadcast, including Superintendent Dr. Ben Guyan, Principal John Schumacher, and Athletic Director Chris Ferenz. Also want to thank our in-studio engineer Juliana Brower, the former Juliana Fazzari, for a fine, fine job at the controls during the course of our Blue Devil basketball doubleheader. Also want to thank all of the great sponsors who helped make these broadcasts possible. And, of course, we want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to our Blue Devil basketball coverage on this Friday night. I'm Roy Elia reporting from the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium, telling you one final time, both the Wahai boys and girls basketball teams defeated in Mid-Columbia Conference basketball action here tonight. The Kamiokan Brave girls defeat Wahai by a final score of 57-49. And in the boys' contest, it was Kamiokan 77, Wahai 49. It is now time for the baby boy of the late Elvita Elia, a 1943 graduate of Walla Walla High School, to return you to the studios of your home for Blue Devil Radio, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC. From the Wahai Gym, I'm Roy Elia, wishing each and every one of you in Blue Devil Nation, in the words of my former broadcast partner, the late Bud Bowman, a very pleasant good evening.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of Wahai Blue Devils basketball on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 on your FM dial. Join us again next time for Blue Devils Radio, right here on Walla Walla's KGDC.